What's up? Natalia here, and this is Hi Natalia, where we talk about building your business and your fortune in this new digital era. This episode was originally recorded as a YouTube video, which you can check out at youtube.com/Natalia Ray. Now let's get into it.
If you feel like laziness or procrastination are holding you back from creating the business, the income, and essentially the life that you know that you want and deserve, I got you. In this video, I'm going to reveal the secret behind the mechanics of progress and share with you my 5-step framework to beat and stop procrastination permanently. Let's begin. Hey, I'm Natalia from nataliaray.com, and you know that feeling when you want to start something new. Maybe it's that business you've always been talking about, that YouTube channel you've been dreaming about, or even just a Twitter account, but it feels like there's this invisible force that holds you back and literally prevents you from taking action. In fact, you might even spend your time doing something completely useless, like watching Netflix or whatever it is, anything to not do that one thing that's super important to you. So I used to struggle with this problem a lot, mainly because I had such big goals at the time it seems impossible to reach, and I was holding myself back from actually taking any kind of action in order to reach those goals. But then I actually attended a masterclass called The Mechanics of Progress, and from there I actually took out a 5-step framework that helped me to get out of my procrastination mode and get into action mode. And since then, I've been able to create everything that I was able to create: my business, my agency, my clients, my income. Everything happened once I learned that one process. And so in this video, I'm going to pass that knowledge on to you and share with you the mechanics of progress and the 5-step framework to beat and stop procrastination for good. Let's begin with step number one. Step number one to beat and stop procrastination permanently is the only step that's more mental than actually action-oriented, and that step is to flip the script and understand why procrastination is happening so that you'll be able to tackle it. So a few years ago, I read this book by an amazing author called Steven Pressfield, and that book was called The War of Art. So in the book, he explained that procrastination is actually happening because of a force called resistance, which is essentially a way of saying pushing against something, right? Like the change that you want to create. It's when you want to create that change that you want in your life, but subconsciously, continuously hold yourself back and do anything in order for that change to not happen. Now, there are many, many different reasons why this resistant thing is happening, but one of the main ones is actually because we're afraid to fail, right? You want to start that business that you've been fantasizing about, you want to create that life that you've been dreaming about, but what if you failed? What if essentially you will prove to yourself that you can do it? What if everybody you know will laugh at you? What if eventually you will realize you're not as smart or talented as you thought you were? Essentially, this fear of failure causes us to be afraid that we're going to be losing some kind of a status or an image of ourselves that we have in our mind. And that's the thing that's holding us back. That's the resistance. Now, to change that, I want you to flip the script in your head when it comes to reaching your goals in two different ways. The first way is to realize that by not taking a shot, by not starting to actually take action on that thing that you want to accomplish, your failure is pretty much guaranteed, because nothing will ever happen unless you start taking action in order to make it happen, right? Now, the second thing that you have to flip the script about is change your view from failing to practicing. And here's a great example to explain to you what I mean. So you know who Michael Jordan is, right? He's arguably one of the best, or if not the best, basketball players of all times. And by the way, he has a great documentary about him in Netflix called The Last Dance, which you have to see. But anyways, Michael Jordan won about 6 different championships with the Chicago Bulls, and he was named the main MVP every single time. That essentially means he's like the greatest of them all, right? However, what most people don't know is that Michael Jordan actually also holds the record for most missed shots, right? Meaning he actually took the shot into the net thingy, but he actually missed. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Only by taking a shot can you score, and every shot that you miss is actually you practicing to be able to actually hit the shot next time. So step number one, flip the script. Remember that. Now step number two to beat and stop procrastination permanently is to take the smallest step forward that you can possibly think of and take it within 24 hours or less. So oftentimes the thing that holds us back from actually achieving what we want to achieve is just a gigantic scope of actually what needs to be done in order to achieve your goal, right? Launching a successful business is a lot of work. Launching a YouTube channel is a lot of work. And oftentimes we we don't even have a clue where to start. Now, in order to change that, you actually want to start taking action immediately so that you can get into momentum, right? Once you're in momentum, the next step will look a lot less scary than the first one, right? So for example, you want to launch a new product, simply set a date in your calendar. It will only take you like 30 seconds, but you've already taken the first step. It's already in the real world about to happen, right? You want to start your social media profile, you want to start posting on Instagram, simply post your first post. No matter how bad it is, just put it out into the world, because then guess what? You've already launched your social media, right? That's the thing that I need you to understand. By taking just a teeny tiny small action forward, you actually started the momentum in your this like huge picture that you have in your head of that thing that you want to happen, which you have no clue how you're going to achieve, is actually starting to form. It's out there in the real world, actually happening. Now, step number three to beat and stop procrastination permanently is to stop focusing on motivation and start focusing on your calendar. And everybody who knows me knows I'm a huge fan of this. Let's say that you took your first action within 24 hours, and now you actually have to keep it going, right? You have to be consistent in order for you to even be able to see any kind of signs of success, right? Think of your project or your goal as a plant. It's not enough that you just put it in the ground. You actually have to take repeated action to water it, to fertilize it, in order for that plant to be able to grow, or else it was just gonna die, right? The problem is that life gets busy, right? You have your family, you have your friends, you have work, you have that yoga class that I know you've been meaning to take, but you haven't taken since forever. So the question is, how do you get yourself to actually take action consistently? And my answer to that will always be, put it in your calendar. My number one golden rule for achieving anything, and my clients can be a testimony to that, is that if it's not in your calendar, it's never going to happen. This technique is called time blocking, and it's when you carve a specific repeating time block inside your calendar to achieve a specific task. And let me give you an example to show you what I mean. So you want to start creating content on socials. I want you to block 2 hours a day in the beginning of your day, or maybe in the end of your day, to simply work on creating content. You want to start learning a new skill, let's say copywriting, which is super important. I want you to block 60 minutes at the end of your workday every single day to simply watch courses, watch YouTube, and make progress in that field. You want to create your first digital product. Again, just create 60 minutes of time block within your calendar every day, every other day, 3 times a week, whatever it is, to just work on that one thing. Your job is to simply focus on showing up to your calendar when your calendar tells you to, and just do the work every single day. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about how hard it is, how much progress you've made or didn't make. It doesn't matter. Just show up when your calendar tells you to, and just do the work during this time. Put your phone away. Don't speak to anyone. This is your time to work on your goals. Remember, time blocking. Now, step number four to beat and stop procrastination permanently is to focus on consistency and not about results. And for that, let me just start with a quick example. You know how it is when you first started working out and you literally expect that you're going to wake up looking like a model the next day just because all of your body is sore? Yeah, that's never gonna happen, right? And if you're going to expect and look in the mirror every single day and expecting to see results, that's the quickest way to give up on your goal and essentially stop working out. And the same goes for your business. If you post your first Twitter tweet or whatever it's called, and immediately you expect it to go viral, you're not going to be able to remain consistent. If you launch your product for the first time and you bummed out because you didn't have a six-figure launch on your first try, you're never going to do it again. The only thing it tells you is that you're focusing on the wrong things. So instead, what I want you to do is, once that thing is in your calendar, because we talked about it in step number three, all I want you to do for 3 whole months is to just focus on consistently showing up for your calendar when it tells you to, right? Wait 3 months before you even start thinking about seeing results. And in here, I want to share with you a little industry secret. I've worked with some of the top creators that you probably know from YouTube, from Instagram, from all over the place. And if one thing stands out to me about all of these people combined is that none of them are extraordinary people. None of them are super special in the way that you are not. The only thing that these people are super duper consistent and focused on showing up for their goals every single day. That's it. That's the only thing that distinguishes them, those people that you look up to, and you right now where you stand. So I want you to just make a decision. Put something in your calendar, a goal or a task or something that you need to do. And for 3 whole months, just focus on showing up every day and watch what happens. Now, the last step in the mechanics of progress, step number 5 on exactly how to beat and stop procrastination permanently. Now that 3 months have gone by and you've done this thing consistently, following your calendar day in and day out, now it's time to start measuring progress, right? So you're working on your business, you're doing your thing. Now it's time for you to actually open an Excel sheet, a Google sheet, and start documenting the numbers that you hit every single month, right? By doing that, you will get 2 things. Number 1 is you will be aware of your progress, right? Because whatever it is that you're aiming to achieve, whether it's building a business, building your social media following, whatever it is, it's gonna take a minute, right? It's not gonna happen in 1 year and maybe not even within 2 years, but it is gonna happen eventually if you're not gonna give up. But in order for you to actually see your progress, you have to see some visuals in front of your eyes, right? Just imagine that you started to work out. So you have to see pictures of before and after until you actually be able to appreciate just how much you've been able to accomplish, because otherwise you just can't see it, right? Because you're there in front of the mirror seeing yourself every single day. And when things change very, very slowly, like they do with your business, with weight loss, with everything, essentially what happens to us is that we don't see the progress happening. And that's why measuring the results is so important. So that's the first thing. The second thing that it gives you is actually you start realizing what is it that you're doing that is working, right? Because let's say that you're working on your YouTube channel and 1 month you see that your views went through the roof, meaning something started to work. Some kind of video went viral. Something that you did was working. That means that you'll be able to dive into that specific month and start looking for what was it that I did right in order for me to be able to do more of it, right? So over time, you will just start doing more of what works and less of what doesn't work. And that's, my friend, is how you're eventually gonna reach your goal, right? So whatever it is for you, it could be your subscriber rate, could be your email list size, could be your revenue, whatever it is for you, just start measuring it in order for you to be able to make progress in the most effective way possible. If you have any questions for me, hit me in the comments below. And if you're looking to support this channel, simply make sure to hit the like button and subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next episode. And until then, yalla bye.
Hey, before you go, if you like this podcast, you're going to love my free weekly newsletter, The Digital CEO. Every Saturday morning, you're going to get 1 useful strategy to help you start and grow a 6-figure online lifestyle business that is going to pay you to live the life you really want. Sign up now for free at natayaray.com/newsletter.